Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good day. This is Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business Radio. Today is the sixth day of our tele summit that is entitled Women in Business International Women's Day Summit, Living a Life of Abundance. Today we are addressing the topic of spirituality and abundant living and the role that it plays in attaining an abundant life. And so today one of my first questions is, and I should say before that, welcome ladies, welcome Pat, welcome April, thanks for joining me. The first question that I have is, how important is spirituality in achieving the transformation necessary for abundant living?
Well, this is Pat. I can answer that, Dr. Cheryl. I believe that spirituality is the essence of life. I believe that a lot of the words that we use, like mind, spirit, soul, they are all synonyms. And I believe that a spiritual experience is of the essence, leads to the understanding and the enjoyment of abundance.
Thank you, Pat, for your response. And can I hear April's? Can I hear you, April? What's your take on the question? Well, Pat, I think April got dropped, and I love your response to the question. I think yes, it is indeed the essence of life, you know. And hold on for 1 minute.
Okay.
Hi, April.
Hi, Dr. Cottle, it's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Thanks for joining me. The question
I was just
asking was, how important is spirituality in achieving the transformation necessary for abundant living? Can you share your thoughts on that question?
Yes. I think that spirituality is very important. Because for so many reasons. Number one, I personally have to believe that there's a bigger force in the world and what's going on in the world and a higher being in order to get us through this mess that's going on right now. And as an entrepreneur, I pray a lot, and I manifest, and I ask for guidance, and without that, I would be pretty lost as a solopreneur. I feel like I have to have somebody on my side.
Well said. Thank you very much, Deborah, for your response, and thank you, Pat. And I'll move forward, and the next question that I have is, what does spirituality mean to you? And how does it enable you to make the transition? I know, Pat, you mentioned that it's your essence, yes, and Deborah says it's a higher being, it's what you know you need to move forward. And so can you talk a little bit more on that, you know, whole concept of spirituality and how it enables you to make that transition?
Mm-hmm. Well, spirituality is number one on my list. It's the most important thing to me. I haven't mentioned it in this group, but I am a teacher of metaphysics. What I teach is called eschatology, the Walter Method, and it is all about life and life's laws and how to use them for your own health, wealth, success, and happiness. And I made the decision many years ago that it would be number one on my list because I can take it with me it unfolds understanding in me. And when I have understanding unfolded, then all these things shall be added unto me as it was promised, right? And when I leave, all this so-called stuff just gets left behind. I don't find, you know, the cars and the houses and the clothing and the purses and the shoes and all of that stuff. That's not important to me. Spirituality is.
Thank you, Pat, for that philosophical response. And I want to ask Deborah to elaborate. What's your take on the question?
Spirituality is something so very personal. It's a conglomeration of everything that you've been taught and that's out there that you can pick from to belong to you. And for me, it's so many things. I was raised one religion that didn't sit right with me, and so I explored and explored. And so now I have my own spiritual beliefs. And although I'm not religious, I'm very, very spiritual. And I can't help but think that there is a plan for each of us, and we have to march in those footsteps and fulfill that destiny. But without spirituality, we would have nowhere to go for guidance, or nowhere to believe that we are meant to be spiritual beings, or that there is something inside of each person that's special that needs to come out. So spirituality is, I believe, is very, very personal to each person. And for me, it's absolutely essential to my well-being.
Thank you very much, Deborah, for your response to that question. And thank you, Pat, again. I want to move forward. And the next question that I have is, what aspects of our lives have to change to achieve abundant living? And how significant is spirituality in arriving at that place? And can I hear Pat?
I think that spirituality and abundance kind of run neck and neck, if you would. And what you have to achieve is to make spirituality your focus, the foundation of what you base all the rest of your life on. And then abundance follows that automatically. You almost don't even have to work at it to achieve it. You know, you make your decision, you live your life, you make the wisest choices that you can, you live in alignment with what you believe to be the highest, strongest principles, and abundance accrues from that.
Thank you, Pat. And can I hear Deborah take on the question?
I believe what she said to be absolutely true. And, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to relinquish control and to trust that if you believe that it's going to happen. That is probably the hardest thing anybody has to learn. So faith in the universe, faith in your God, faith in whatever you believe in is absolutely essential. And to be a good, kind, loving person and mix spirituality in there are all keys to abundance. The thing missing, abundance will never come.
Thank you, Deborah, for your response, and thanks again, Pat. And I like your responses, but the question that I have is, and I think this might be a concern for everybody, does it mean the same for everybody? You know, is the journey the same, or is it unique to an individual?
I think the answer to that, this is Pat. I think the answer to is yes and no. It is the same and yet different, and I'll explain that. If you are spiritually focused and you are living in accordance with what you believe are the highest principles in your life, you are living a life of understanding, and abundance will accrue as a natural result, and you can say at that point that you are living in reality. But if you choose not to pursue a life of understanding, then you are living a life of belief. And belief is a less than state, and it grows false consequences. So that's why I say yes and no. Your life looks the same, but based on the choices that you make in your life to live a life according to understanding or to belief, you know, and that's where it's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Pat. Great response. And can I hear Deborah's?
I agree with that wholeheartedly. It is yes and no. I think faith in whatever you believe in is essential, and that part of it is absolutely true. Spiritual growth is probably universally true as well. However, where you live geographically, your beliefs are going to be different. Where you are in your psyche is going to be different. So there are so many variables to that. But I think the main thing is that you are true to yourself and believe wholeheartedly to your fullest potential and be very grateful. And all those things are universal. That's a tough one to answer.
Thank you, Deborah, for your response to that question also. And again, I want to say, Pat, thank you very much, too, for your contribution. And moving forward, the next question that I have, we spoke earlier about self-love in the acquisition of abundant living. That was earlier in the episode. How significant is it in the context of spirituality? Can I hear Paz again?
Well, as Deborah said, these are tough questions, Dr. C. Do you stay up nights figuring them out? Gee. Okay, well, let's see here now. How significant is spirituality and gaining abundance? I think they run close parallels. I think basically what we need to do is to keep ourselves in alignment with the truths that we know to be true and this.
I think I got dropped. Deborah, can you respond to that question? How significant is self-love position of abundant living?
I think that's one of the keys. There's many, many keys to abundant living, and one of probably the most essential keys is self-love and acceptance, because in order to be loving, you have to love, and you have to love yourself first. So probably that's the most important key.
Thank you, Deborah. And what about the importance or the significance of self-worth and self-confidence in getting there? Does a person need to, see themselves in a great way and also to be self-confident? Can you respond to that question, Deborah?
Boy, all of those things kind of roll into self-love, don't they? If you accept yourself and you have to strive to be the best that you can be spiritually. And with that comes self-acceptance and self-love and self-confidence. And learn as much as you can always about you, about spirituality, about the universe, about what's important. And everything has to align. Your priorities have to align. Your values have to align. And if all that happens, abundance in your definition will happen as well. But it all begins with self. You have to begin with yourself.
Okay, Deborah, thank you very much. Pat, thanks for coming and joining us again. And the question was,
good,
how important was self-love? You started looking at that question. And how important is self-love significant to the acquisition of spirituality?
Well, I think self-love is the goal, because I think that our purpose here in life is to understand life and self, and the net result of that is self-love. And when we recognize that all of the, as Deborah said, they all align, the self-worth, the self-confidence, the self-love, they all align. I think the good that you are, the good that you do, and the good that you produce are what life is about, and keeping in alignment is very, very important.
Well, thank you, Pat, for your and Deborah, thanks. And the next question that I have is, does limiting beliefs affect us over our overall spiritual growth and our aspirations and success in attaining abundant living? Hi, can I hear? Anybody can go? Can
yes.
I was here. Can I hear Deborah?
This is Pat. I think that there is a law that covers this, Dr. Cheryl, and the law is what you think is what you get. So if you have limiting beliefs, you will limit what you get. And it's that simple.
Okay, thank you, Pat. And can I hear Deborah's take on a question?
Yes, boy, Pat just hit the nail on the head. That's true with manifestation and everything. The universe gives you more of what you put out there. So if you are always, you know, and I learned this a long time ago from somebody that I dearly love, her philosophy, and Yanla Van Zandt. She once said that if you sit down to pay bills and you come from a place of, oh, I have to pay this bill, and instead turn it around to thank the universe that you have money to pay that bill. And that's the vibration that you want to always put out. You want to raise your vibration, and by that you have to get, you to do that, you have to get rid of your limiting beliefs. And again, that's another really hard thing to do. It's really easy to say that, but we seem to be so hard on ourselves. And, you know, we are spiritual beings. We are unlimited. That's what the universe wants for us. And I think once we can wholeheartedly embrace and accept that, that abundance will come.
Thank you very much, Deborah, for your response to that question. I hope my listening audience outside there will gain an understanding of, you know, the things that they have to do in order to achieve abundant living. And I want to say again, welcome, my guest. The number to call in is 917-889-8229. You can call in and ask a question or share your thoughts and point of view on the question of spirituality and abundant living. And, ladies, I have another question here, and it is, well, not so much a question, but I'd like to get your advice. What advice can you give to women to fulfill a life of abundant living?
Can I go first this time, Pat?
Absolutely.
Yes, you can, Deb.
Sure.
Number one is to learn and love yourself and accept yourself for who and what you are and be grateful for that self. You know, we as women are our own worst critics. We're not pretty enough, not fat, not thin enough, not young enough, whatever. It, none of that really matters, does it? We're spiritual beings, and how we look on the outside is important, but it's not the most important thing. I think that we always need to strive to be our absolute best on the inside and the outside, but when it comes right down to it, challenge yourself to be the best person you can be the kindest, to be the most loving, to be the most giving, to be your absolute best, and to be thankful for what you have and who you are on this earth right now. To be abundant is your own definition. It could be, it could mean to have so much love. It could mean to have influence. It, to be abundant is your own definition, but you have to really focus on being your own self first.
Thank you, Deborah, for your response. And can I hear Pat?
Yes. I believe that every individual alive here on this earth has at the core of their being goodness itself.
Mm-hmm.
But men don't know how to grow babies. Women do. And there is a proof of abundance if there ever was abundance. So ladies, you have intrinsically within you the ability to manifest abundance in a way that a man cannot. This is not a small thing, growing life itself. Come on. So once the baby is born, you automatically nurture that child. That is a function of love, and that is a symbol of abundance, okay? So you are deserving of the abundance that you are inside of yourself. And all you have to do is recognize it and point yourself to it to manifest more. If you think you can, you can.
Thank you, Pat. Very powerful response. Thank you, Deborah, for sharing your thoughts on the question, your beliefs, and how you live your life. I do appreciate your responses today on this question. But before we end, I have another question. And it's more of a feedback type of question, you know. What's your overall take on the summit? And how do you think women in business and women in general could benefit from this summit?
I think that you ask really powerful, thought-provoking questions, and we should all think and ask those kinds of questions to ourselves in order to better know ourselves, our priorities, and what matters to us as a person, as a woman. What can women in general walk away with? Think about things to make you more abundant, different takes on your beliefs. If you open your mind to other methods and other people's opinions, you learn constantly. And I think that's something that we all should do. So thank you, Dr. Cottle, for your work and those questions. Wow, I'm going to have a headache after this.
Okay, thanks, Deborah, for your beautiful response to the question. And Pat, can I hear your response to the question?
Yeah, once again, a toughie. How do you summarize something like this? The depth of these questions and the wonderful answers that have come out of all of the moderators has been invaluable. If you were to place a price on this summit, seriously, and you pricied it all down and had it in one day, I would say you'd have to pay $3,000 to $5,000 to get this much wisdom focused in one place. It is incredible. And the value, well, it's invaluable. And I think that women would be well served to listen, re-listen to all of these days of the Blog Talk radio shows, because the benefit is measureless.
Well, thank you, Pat, for your response. I am glad that you have seen it like the way you see it, and I hope my audience listening will indeed benefit from this program. So far, I think all my moderators, all my guests, has been great in sharing their knowledge of the topic of living a life of abundance, as well as sharing their thoughts, their perspective, and their lived experience. And I think this is what has made this this environment so rich or so enriching. And I try to bring the best together, and I really do a lot of research and go in depth in thinking about, you know, any topic, particularly this topic that I choose to do for the International Women's Day. And so I want to say thank you, ladies, for joining me. And tomorrow I am bringing together all the tools that we look at in abundant living, bringing it together and seeing how they balance off in our achievement of an abundant living. And so it's I wish you guys can join me, and I have some other people who said they will. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show, and I think it will be my, you know, one of the best indeed, because we are bringing together all of the information that we shared. This rich information that was generated today on spirituality, the day before on money and abundance, on the psychology and living a life of abundance, on mental health and physical health wellness and the importance of that, and the role that our social life and all the relationships that we have formed, how those things impact our living a life of abundance. In addition, what is our vision of abundant living? What does it mean to you? Because that helps us to focus our part, to work towards living a life of abundance. So I want to bring all of that together tomorrow, and I hope you guys can join me. I should say I want you guys to join me.
Mm-hmm. I'll be happy to join you, but I will surely eat a high-protein breakfast before I do. Woo!
Yeah, it's needed. You know, because having doing it each day, coming up with a question, I have realized that I have to eat a very high-protein breakfast. So my breakfast is basically not too bulky, but mainly a lot of juices, smoothies, like peanut smoothie, which I start from scratch with peanuts itself. I drank this morning one that is made out of something called Five Fingers, and added to that, I added juice to that. Orange juice to that, and my God, plus my cup of tea, plus a sandwich. Yes, you do need a high protein diet. This.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have fish for dinner tonight.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, and it's been wonderful hearing everybody's take on things. It's what a wealth.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cottle. And it's lovely to meet you too, Pat.
Yeah, you too, Deborah. I think this is the first for you and me. So wonderful.
Well, ladies, have a great evening, or I should say afternoon, and we will connect tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Excellent.
And to my listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Abundant Living. And please join us tomorrow for, I think, a combination of all the concepts that we have talked about. We are going to bring it together and, in a nutshell, provide to you what is and how you can achieve abundant living. Bye-bye.